Fortune. Gigante.
Without art, the banality of reality would be intolerable. Or, to paraphrase Nietzsche, we have art in order not to perish from the truth.
But Beyoncé had one of the best videos
artists
of all time.
Artists working in this realm, the realm of the socio-political, use different media to express themselves. From
fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living that you can name in the same breath as.
Hello all, and welcome to the pilot episode for the Art of Making Art podcast, brought to you by the second year journalism class of Rhodes University, South Africa. The Oxford Dictionary would have us believe that art is the expression of human creative skills and imagination, typically in a visual form such as painting or sculptures. But is it really? Art is very complex. It is subjective and can never truly have one meaning. There are a lot of ways people define art, just as there are many ways people can find meaning in art. In the same breath, an artist can use their art for the destruction or the upliftment. This podcast deals with redefining the concept of art so as to include you, me, and others that are excluded from the traditional definition of art. We venture outside of the socially constructed boundaries of who can be an artist and what art is. First, we ask students at Rhodes University what they think art is.
Art is a form of being creative. It's a way of where people are able to express themselves, being it in a vocal sense or in a sense where they use tools or gadgets. Yeah, art is a form of expression.
Art is like when you create things with no rules. Because think about it, like, if you add rules to something, that it becomes science at that point. So, yeah, just like making things, no rules, just doing your thing. It can't be anything, it can't be terrible, it can't be good.
I think art is a form of expression. I see it as a way in which an artist is able to bring their imagination and thoughts to life. I believe that art does not necessarily have to make sense, but it should be eye-catching, especially if you wish for it to be sold or if you're an upcoming artist hoping to gain recognition.
Expressing your emotions on paper.
Art, for me, is the way in which individuals can express their emotions or their creativity in a visual form.
We just heard most students have the same answer to what art is. We found this problematic because there are art forms that fall outside of this definition. And as a group, we came together to discuss why the concept of art needs to be broadened.
Hi, my name is Amahle Cele.
Hi, my name is Angela.
Hi, I'm Amahle.
Hi, my name is Mamsi.
Hi, my name is Nondumiso.
Hello, my name is Lupelo.
Hi, my name is Ander.
I feel like a lot of people out there have the wrong idea of what art is. And I feel like as a group, we should like try inform as many people as we can and like give them a basic idea of what art really is, instead of the typical definition of how a person would define art.
I wouldn't really say it's the wrong idea, but I feel like we're basically trying to broaden the definition they have. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, okay, it's the idea they have is like okay, but I feel like it just closes a lot of doors for like so many like other artists or like so many other people.
Mm-hmm. So it's both inclusive yet exclusive in its definition.
Mm.
Yeah, like art is very subjective, and people have this stereotype about art that it's only focused on a specific medium. And I guess basically what our podcast is about is informing people that art is it's a very wide range and it has so much variety in it. And we're in a way trying to help inform people, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and let them know that something they probably didn't consider as art is something that other people could identify as art. So, yeah.
I think we're trying to make art more inclusive, like kind of adding on to like the definition of art, you know, for people to see that it's not just a very narrow kind of thing. It's not just music and like painting and such. So I think that's the purpose of what we're doing.
Okay, I feel like we could give an example. So let's say science. How would you guys say that art, science, is a form of art?
Personally, I see it like in the way it's structured. You know how you have certain kind of like DNA and RNA and stuff like that in the nucleus and stuff? Like, it looks really cool, like the way that they would draw it or the way that it's put together and the structure of it. So I would say the makeup of it is kind of cool.
And I think also with like that in mind, it's like, I guess mixing chemicals to like create something else is also, can be considered like a type of art. Like, you're using the things that already exist to create something new.
Mm-hmm.
Although it could be like potentially dangerous in some instances, it can, you're creating something out of something that already exists.
For example, an artist,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He or she uses paint to create
picture.
A picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I also feel like art is a form of expression. So, like, when they are, like, mixing all these chemicals and coming up, like, maybe with a bomb or something. Like, they're expressing themselves, like, what's inside them
mm-hmm.
with these chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also derives from something that you're really passionate about. Like, you wouldn't be doing science if like you're really not interested in it, or like creating a bomb if you really like don't care. Or I mean, it's all about expression, and expression is something that you love doing, like you're passionate about, and you're not afraid of actually showing the world of what kind of person you are. Like, that is art.
But that brings up the question whether or not your, I guess, art can be seen as good or bad.
Yes, art can also be bad, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's art.
Hmm.
It's your art, yes.
I think it also be, okay, I'm about to say shit right now, but I think it also depends what you believe in, because for example, if you believe in the whole yin-yang thing, then there's really no... good,
the whole yin yang thing.
Wow.
So there's bad in every good
in,
and
yeah.
good in every bad.
So same as art, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Art doesn't have to, I know I'm gonna sound like a bad person, but it doesn't have to only be limited to like positive things. You get me? Yes. Because some people do, it's just that I do not have anything in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do some creative things which serve bad purposes. But when you look at it, you're like, this is art. It's a
mm-hmm.
form of art, but it doesn't serve people in a positive light. But
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take away the fact that it's art at the end of the day.
The aim of this podcast is to not only highlight how art can be unconventional, but also delves into a certain part of art that not many people think about. And this is that art can be used as a political tool. Adolf Hitler, one of the most hated public figures in history, is a prime example of this. He wanted to paint Germany as the perfect Aryan race, even if it meant committing genocide.
Muss in Deutschland kommen und muss sagen, den Frieden wollen wir.
I'll start here. When the boy is not loved by the village, he will burn the village to feel its love. Hitler was rejected as a painter, rejected as a legitimate citizen in his previous country before he moved to Germany. And he hated specifically how the world had viewed his ethnicity. And in his distortion, in his fragmentation of what art is and how to interact with people, he then... got to find a new medium where the same form of belief system would be expressed. The belief system that you reject my art in this form, but now I'll make it out to be what controls your reality. My view will control your reality. So you can't detach art from the artist. And it's an important thing that we look at this from the lens of how Hitler never separated from his beliefs. And this is quite abhorrent in that you don't have an evolution in how people think. You don't get rid of their aggressive values if you don't deal with them directly. And Hitler was never dealt with as to the psychological harms of rejection and what it made him do. This is not us empathizing with Hitler. This is us giving reason to how Hitler is a morally abhorrent character, has reason, and reason is not always justified. Reason is not always legitimate. But he gave reason to believe in the Aryan race from an art form of public speaking, from an art form of literature with Mein Kampf. All of these things have remnants in how Germany is today. Art has a thing of being immortal. Art, as Shakespeare would put it, when you, paraphrasing here, whenever you write about someone, you immortalize them. And whenever you place someone in art, you immortalize them. And Hitler got to immortalize the idea of Nazi socialism. And that's what his art did. Hitler's art was bad in that it was A, exclusionary, B, it excluded a sense of what political reality was at the time. He abandons liberal beliefs only for him to fight for a conservative thought that does not serve not even his people. Because when you think about being blonde and blue-eyed, that's not a significant population. You'd have to do a number of genetic manipulations to have a society that's holistically like that. So it's bad in that it tempts with how the natural order is. We are different. And in our differences, we still get to have a sense of humanity. We still get a sense of affording people's rights. But Hitler didn't do that. And so his art is messed up. It's bad because it doesn't identify with all of this. It does not identify with the humanity of everyone.
I am a god. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
All performance is linked to the ego, and all art is necessarily linked to the ego. It's self-centered. So him as a public speaker is linked to his personal ideologies about how Germany should be and the world at large.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our pilot episode. The aim of this pilot episode was to introduce you to a different way of looking at art, and we hope we have achieved this. Remember to tune in next week for the second episode of The Art of Making Art.
And that's all, folks. Ta-ta now.